Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Sanhedrin daf ches Sanhedrin 8, and on today's daf yomi on ches amud aleph, the Gemara is expounding a verse which talks about the importance of being an honest judge, and the verse is from Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 17. It says, "Lo sakiru panim b'mishpat, you shall not show favoritism in judging, kakaton kakadol tishmu, and you shall hear the small and the great alike. Lo saguru mimneish, don't be afraid, ki amishpat lehukimhu, because judgment is to God." And then the verse concludes, "Vadavar asher yikshem mikem, and the matter that is difficult for you, Moshe had said, tikrivun alai ushmativ, you shall bring the matter close to me, and I will hear it." So the Gemara has basically cited this verse from Deuteronomy chapter 1, where Moshe is telling people, when he's appointing judges, he says that if there was a difficult matter, he said, "Bring it to me." And so the Gemara explains that because Moshe spoke like this, says Rabbi Hanina, and some say it's Rabbi Yoshea, al devar zeh nenesh Moshe, because Moshe spoke like this in this manner, where he says the matter that is difficult, you shall bring to me. Rashi says, natal srara latzmo, he took for himself too much authority. He said, "Bring it to me." He should have said, "Bring it before God." But instead, Moshe said, "Bring it before me." And as a result of this, Moshe was punished. What was the punishment that Moshe received? So Rashi explains, and based upon our Gemara, which we're about to read, that as a result of this passage, Moshe did not merit that one of the passages of the Torah was taught through him. Instead, it was taught through the daughters of Tzlafchad. Now, we know that in the Torah we're told that the daughters of Tzlafchad who was a man in the desert, and they came before Moshe, and they said their father had died in the desert, and he died as a result of his own sin, and he did not leave any sons who were there to inherit him. And they said, "Lama yigara, why should our father's name be diminished from the land, and on account of the fact that he has no son? We the daughters, we want to inherit his portion in the land." And Moshe did not know how to answer them, and so says the Torah that Moshe went and asked God, and God said, "You know what? The daughters of Tzlafchad are correct." And so this passage called Parashas Nachalos, Moshe was punished that he didn't teach it a priori because of this thing, because he said, "If there's a difficult matter, bring it to me." As a result, the matter was taught through the daughters of Tzlafchad. As it states, "Vayakrev Moshe es mishpatan lefnei Hashem," Moshe brought their matters before God. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak questions this approach of Reb Hanina or Rabbi Yoshai. He says, "What are you talking about? Moshe doesn't say, va'ashmiachem, bring the difficult matter to me and I will teach you. It says, ushmativ, and I will listen to it. Igamirna gamirna, if I know the law, I'll tell you the law. And if I don't know the law, I'll go and learn it." So what was so bad about what Moshe said? So therefore, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak rejects the idea that the only reason why the daughters of Tzlafchad passage was taught through them was because it was a punishment to Moshe. No, he says, it rather was a reward because of the positive actions, of something positive that the daughters of Tzlafchad had done. And so what did they do? So he explains, "Ru'uya parashas Nachos shetikase v'ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu." Really, the parasha of Nachos, this passage with the daughter of Tzlafchad, should have been taught by Moshe from the beginning. But rather, zachu penos Tzlafchad v'nechta v'al yadan. Rather, the daughters of Tzlafchad merited, and as a result of their meriting, it was taught through them. And it indeed explains the Gemara. The Gemara then says that it interrupts it by telling us about a different passage called the parasha of the Mekoshesh, who was a man who gathered wood on Shabbos, and as a result of the fact that he gathered wood on Shabbos, he was put to death. The Gemara concludes, but says, "Megalguin zuchus ayidei zakai," that the merit of somebody causes another merit to happen. And so because the daughters of Tzlafchad had a merit, as a result of this, they merited that the passage of Nachos was taught in their name. So the Chasam Sofer asked the question, what was it exactly that the daughters of Tzlafchad did that they were able to merit? The Gemara doesn't explain to us what their positive action was that allowed them to merit. So the Rashbam actually points out, he says in Baba Basra, Kuf Yutes, don't think this passage wouldn't have been given if not for their question. The question, the passage had to be taught regardless. It's just that they merited that it was taught on their name. So what was their merit? The Gemara never tells us what exactly the daughters of Tzlafchad did to merit that the passage be taught in their name. Explains the Chasam Sofer And he, this is a little bit out there, but we have to really internalize his explanation. He says that their father, the father of the daughters of Sleflad, was actually the one who was put to death for gathering wood on the Shabbos. And he was put to death in the sin of violating the Shabbos. But why did he do this? He did this l'shem shemayim. He did this for the sake of heaven, so that all of Israel would learn about the laws of desecration of Shabbos. He was ready to be the example for everybody to learn from. And as a result of this, says the Chasam Sofer, the daughters of Sleflad merited that the parasha of Nachos be written in their name, because Moshe wanted to basically give an inheritance to their father. And we are told in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah tells us that if anybody will guard my Shabbos, then I will give to them Yad Vashem, Tov mi banim ubanos Shem Olam. So why did Sleflad's daughters get a Shem Olam? That Sleflad was given an eternal name, that the passage was taught in his name because he guarded the Shabbos, because he had desecrated the Shabbos, so that everybody will learn what happens to somebody who desecrates the Shabbos. That's the Chasam Sofer's explanation, and it's a powerful explanation, but there's still the pshat, and the pshat of the verse tells us that they merited because of their activism, because of their love for the land of Israel, because of their love for the truth before the law, and they said, this is not fair. And so because they were willing to stand up and say that this isn't fair, we want to try and get something for our father's inheritance, that is why they merited. And the pshat is that they merited on behalf of their activism.